Sylvester Stallone, portraying Rambo, was on the cover of the magazine's June issue, in which Savage's Gun for Hire ad promised that all jobs would be considered. The ad carried the telephone number of the Continental Club, and within days, the phone was ringing with inquiries. The calls were from people both looking to hire and looking for work. By midsummer, Savage had surrounded himself with a cadre of men seeking dial-a-gun work. There was 21-year-old Sean Dutre, a knockabout who signed on as a bouncer at the Continental Club. There was Michael Wayne Jackson, 42, the one-time police chief of a tiny Texas town, but now a maintenance man. There was William Buckley, 35, a local security guard. And there were others, all men who apparently found the macho image of themselves reflected in the action stories and ads of Soldier of Fortune. Other callers were clients looking for a variety of questionable jobs done. Savage was asked to guard gold in Alaska, to find men still missing in Vietnam. But for the most part, people called because they wanted someone killed. "I couldn't believe it," Savage would tell a News Sun Sentinel reporter a year after his ad ran. "Nearly everybody wanted someone killed. They wanted me to kill their wives, mothers, fathers, and girlfriends." According to investigators, indictments, and court records, Savage and his gang entered into deadly agreements with a number of the callers. The going rate was $20,000 a kill. Investigators believe that within a few weeks of his ad in Soldier of Fortune, Savage had accepted the first assignment and dispatched a crew of hitmen to suburban Atlanta to kill a 43-year-old businessman named Richard Braun. On June 9th, an explosive device was placed in Braun's van, but it exploded before Braun got in the vehicle. The bombers would make up for missing him 2 months later. The second job was in Fertile, Iowa. A St. Paul, Minnesota bar owner named Richard Lee Foster had called Savage, claiming that the Keough Poultry Company in Fertile had ripped him off. Savage assigned Michael Wayne Jackson and William Buckley to the Foster case, and on the night of June 23rd, an explosion ripped through the Keough plant. No one was hurt, but Foster got his revenge, for the time being. By early August, the Dial-A-Hitman crew was back in Georgia, this time in Marietta, to kill a building contractor named Dana Free. Savage had been paid $20,000 by a Denver woman angry at Free over a failed business investment. But killing Free wasn't easy. On August 1st, Buckley and Jackson planted two grenades under Free's car. Free drove around with the devices under his car for a day, but nothing happened, partly because the pin on one of the grenades had not been removed. So the next night, Buckley slid under the car and reattached the grenades with their pins tied to the drive shaft. If the car moved, the pins would be yanked out and kaboom.